Good afternoon, people of Manchester. Good to be with you this afternoon on this lovely sunny afternoon that the good Lord has given to us. Just want to share with you the testimony, the record that God has given to us concerning His Son Jesus Christ. I'd like to offer to you, freely offer to you, of course, no charge, no cost and no obligation to you. It's a copy of the New Testament in its entirety, offered to you freely, yours. Take and do it as you will. But it is God's testimony, as I say, His record concerning His Son Jesus Christ, sent into the world to be the Savior of the world. For this is the word of God, that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, not to condemn the world, the Bible says, but in order that the world through Him might be saved. But this is the condemnation, says God, that we have not believed on the name of God's only begotten Son. That's unbelief, you see, and we suffer, you know, the fruits of that unbelief every day and all day, of course, in our own hearts, in our own lives, in our own nation, in our own cities, and of course the world at large. Sin abounds, you see. Sin is a universal problem, the Bible tells us. Doesn't matter where you go, you know, in the world. Doesn't matter, you know, where you come from. Doesn't matter, you know, you go to the east, you know, the west, you go to Australia, you go to America, you go to the north, you go to the south. Doesn't matter where you go, friends, you know. You'll find the same problems, the same issues, because men the world over, you see, are just the same. They're sinful to a man, to a woman. That's the issue, you see. Jesus tells us, you know, in the Bible that, you know, it's out of the heart, out of the hearts of men and women that proceed evil thoughts. And those evil thoughts, you see, are turned into evil actions. You know, it's inescapable. What's in the heart must come out, you see. You want to make the fruit good, you got to make the tree good, you know. And, you want to make the man, the fruit that comes from man or woman good, then you got to make the heart good. But it's out of the heart, you see, Jesus says, proceedeth evil thoughts, you know. Thoughts of murder, you know, thoughts of immorality, uncleanness, blasphemy, theft, you know. All the bad stuff that you see in your world around you today, you know, you say, well, where does this wickedness come from? You know, all the killing and slaughtering, you know, all the bad stuff in the world, the anger, the rage, you know, the impurity, the uncleanness. You say, where does it come from? It comes out of your heart and my heart. It comes out of all of our hearts. That's the problem, you see. But here's the thing, friends, you know, that religion, you know, doesn't even touch the problem. You know, religion doesn't even come near to the answer of the problem, because religion begins and ends with the outside, you know. How a man dresses, you know, places he goes and the things that he does. But the gospel, the good news concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation for everybody that believes. You see, the gospel, friends, it goes to the heart. It deals with the heart. It deals with the problem, where the problem lies in the hearts of men and women. You see, friends, the anger, the rage that turns into murder and slaughter comes from the heart, you see. Yes, sir, how you doing?
I'm over Grace with Glasgow.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's good. Oh,
where's?
Oh, yeah, I know the place.
I know the place. I myself.
No. But, you know, it's not where a person comes from that matters.
It's what's in the soul.
But it's where he's going.
Are you a soul survivor?
Yeah, do you want a copy of God's word?
Oh, no.
No. Okay. Have a nice day, sir. Repent, believe the gospel.
We move the grace, we have revelation.
Yeah, okay. You believe us, sir? You believe in evolution, sir? Huh? You believe in evolution, sir? It's a lie, you know. A lot of people don't know it, but it's a lie. There's no truth to it at all. Say again? Oh, yes. We can know from the Bible, sir. God's given us knowledge in the Bible. Hey? It's a book, yeah, but it's a God-given book. Every word of it breathed out by God. Oh, I do, sir, I do. I do, sir. No, sir, you can't. You can't believe in Jesus Christ, sir. Faith is the gift that you see the anger. You know what the Bible says? You know what the Bible says? The carnal mind is enmity against God. You see what I mean? See how as soon as we come out here preaching the gospel, you know, and they fly into a rage, you know, they fly into a temper, you know, just proving exactly what God says, that the carnal mind is enmity against God. You know, here's the thing, friends, you know, I don't believe in your Santa Claus, you know, but when you start in December, when you start talking about Santa Claus, I don't get into an argument about it, I don't get into a stew about it, I don't get angry about it, because I know he doesn't exist. It's nothing to me, like, you know, I just leave you to it. But we talk to you about God, we talk to you about Jesus, we talk to you about sin, you know, and, you know, you say you don't believe in God, but you know, you're a wobbler, you know, you get into all kinds of anger. But here's the thing, you know, a few months ago,
I do, sir.
Oh, I do, sir, I do. I know God, sir. I know Jesus. He's my Savior. He's my Savior. He saved me. He loved me. He caused me to be born again. I have a living hope, friends. Not a dead hope, not a dead religion. What was I saying before I was so rudely interrupted? Oh, yes, yes. I was telling you that religion doesn't even touch it, you know? It doesn't even come near. All it does, it'll change the way you dress, maybe. It'll change the people that you meet with and you rap with, you know? But, it won't change your heart, you see? It won't put the life of God into your soul. It won't put the love of God into your heart. It won't take the hatred. You know what the sum of God's law is? Jesus says it's to love God and love your neighbor. But you know why men hate their neighbor? Because they hate God. You know, all the killing and slaughtering, you know, you ask, you know, why do men do this, you know? It's because they hate their maker. It's because they hate God. You got man, you see, well, they can't kill God. They'd like to, but they can't, you know? But they do the next best thing. They turn to man, made in the image of God, you see? And they kill him instead, you see? It's the murder that lies in the heart that's a result of the hatred for God and the hatred for your fellow man. The sum of God's law is that you should love God and love your neighbor. If you love God, you would love your neighbor. You wouldn't kill your neighbor. You wouldn't be angry towards your neighbor. You wouldn't be killing the unborn. You know? Talking the other day, and you make the man good. You change the heart, you take the poison, you take the pus of sin out, you see? But friends, religion doesn't do that, you see? It's only the gospel that can do that. It's only the good news concerning the crucified and risen Redeemer that can do that. We're not here to tell you about a dead religion. We're not here to tell you about a dead prophet. We're here to tell you about a living Savior, one who's alive from the dead, alive forevermore. He's the only mediator between God and man. He's the only one who can bring you to God. And that's what he died for, to bring you. He shed his blood on the cross to bring you to God. That is to make you right with God, to bring the kingdom of God to you. Transform you, enable you to live the way that God intends you to live. Instead of killing one another, instead of doing all the things that you ought not to do. It's all here in the Bible. We have the knowledge. It's given to us by God. You know, it's not rocket science. You know, it's quite simple. Like I said to the man the other day, just a few moments ago, I asked him, was he an evolutionist? You know, did he believe in it? And of course, they got a mouthful of expletives. You know, that always shows me the weakness of somebody's argument when they have to turn, start using expletives. You know, when they can't talk reasonably and rationally. Friends, there's no justification for evolution, none whatsoever. Not an ounce of justification. You know, he says to me, I don't know nothing. Yes, I do. But that's the thing, friends. Without God, we wouldn't know nothing. Without God, we couldn't know nothing. I mean, where do you get knowledge from in an evolutionary world? World view. Where does knowledge come from? All you got is a big bang and a lump of matter. How do you get life out of a lump of matter? How do you get knowledge out of a lump of matter? That's impossible. Knowledge comes from an intelligent mind, and that intelligent mind is God. In Jesus Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. If God has not revealed knowledge to us, friends, we could not do nothing. You couldn't even have a meaningful thought. You couldn't do science. You couldn't do philosophy. You couldn't do nothing. You couldn't do squat. Science, don't say to me, science, science, science. Science, friends, is just an instrument. It's just a conceptual tool that we use to examine evidence. It doesn't give you the truth.
Oi!
What?
Mute yourself.
It doesn't give you the truth, friends. God gives us the truth in His Word.
No.
In His Holy Word, the Bible. The Bible, friends. God has given us knowledge, friends. That's why we're able to do these things. But He's also, the Bible also, friends, is a revelation of the knowledge of God. You see, revealing to us what God's like. But not only that, revealing to us what you, yourself, what we ourselves are like. You know, in order to know God, you must first of all, thank you, officer. Thank you for your service, sir. You see, friends, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror on the wall, what do you see? You know, what do you see? You see the same lie that you get every time you look in the mirror on the wall. You're the fairest of them all. What a cool dude I am, you know? But here's the problem with the mirror on the wall. All it sees is the outward image. All it sees, you know, is the hairdo, the makeup, the clothes, you know? But friends, you look into the mirror of God's law. You look into the mirror of God's law. not just the church, it's the whole nation. Turned his back on God. Turned your back on your Maker. Forsaken your Maker for a mess of lies. For a mess of evolutionary lies. Just an excuse, you know. Something handed you on a plate by the devil. To excuse God away in your mind.
Man and lady,
but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much you try, you can't. Because you've got an innate knowledge of God. You know, you've got an awareness of God inside you that you can't get rid of. You know, and every now and again he reveals his wrath, you know, and you fall into a rage. You fall into a boiling rage because of it. Instead that is of repenting and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ that you might be saved. But that's the problem, friends. That's the problem. Alexander Sullivan. born into this world. You hath he quickened who are dead in trespasses and sin. But in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, children of wrath, you see, each and every single one of us. It's our born natural state that you've got to get out of, friends, and that's no easy thing. Only God can enable you to do that. It takes the power, the supernatural power of God, to rescue somebody from their natural born state. You can't just walk away from it. You can't just put on some religious clothes and say, you know, it don't matter no more. Friends, there has to be what the Bible calls a circumcision of the heart. Heart surgery is what's needed. You must be born again, Jesus says. The nature must be changed. The practice must be changed. You must become altogether a new creature in Jesus Christ. Friends, having no hope without God and without Jesus Christ, no basis for divine acceptance. You cannot be accepted, you know, no matter what you do, no matter how religious you be, no matter what good deeds you might do or perceive to do, no matter how much you struggle and try. God has made it clear in His Word, the Bible, that no flesh, that no person shall ever be justified, made right with Him by the works of their own hands, only but by faith in Jesus. You see, no divine acceptance, no acceptance with God, no reconciliation to God without Jesus Christ. So, Trissa, make you free. If the Son make you free, you shall be free indeed. No expectation of life now. Oh, you got an existence, I know. Up in the morning, out to work if you have a job, or down to the benefit office, you know. Home again, dinner time, Coronation Street, Everdale Farm. Off to bed, round and round and round you go, in boring, everlasting circles. No life, just an existence. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly, says Jesus. Not asking you, are you religious, Manchester? I'm asking you, have you been born again? I'm asking you, have you got the life of God in your soul? I'm asking you, have you got the eternal, everlasting hope of the gospel in you? Without God, without Christ, having no hope, you cannot have any hope. Without God and without Jesus Christ, His Son, and no expectation of life for the world to come. Jesus came. It's through believing in Jesus. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal, is everlasting life through the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we declare to you here today. Through Him alone that you get everlasting life. Life, you know, beyond. You know, when you cock your toes up, when you go out of this world, when you die, when you breathe your last. Life, never ending in the glory of heaven, instead of eternal death in the lake of fire. You want that? What do you mean? Ah, it is, ma'am. It's a lie from the devil. It is. You believe in evolution, sir? You believe in evolution, sir? You do? That's a shame. You don't have to. You can change your mind. That's what the Bible means by repentance, sir. Change your mind, you know? You know that, sir? See, you know, you see, friends, you know, the guy said, you know, well, the woman, I think she was a woman anyway. Not quite sure these days, you know, but she says, you know, she's mocking my sign, evolution is a lie. But friends, you know, here's the thing, you point at the church and you call us guys hypocrites, you know, but you kind of like that yourselves, you know. You
message now.
Have you?
A bit of peace.
Well, I'm not finished. No, I'm not finished. Repent and believe the gospel, madam. You see, friends, here's the thing, you know? You say it's wrong for men to do such things as that, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. But if you're an evolutionist, why is it wrong? Isn't that just Darwinianism in operation? Isn't that just survival of the fittest? Why is it wrong for a man to kill another? Why is it wrong for a man to rape a woman? Because we have knowledge. We have what we call a conscience, you know? Do you know what the word conscience means? Ladies, do you know what conscience means? Sorry, I can't hear you. Anyway, Manchester, today, tell me what the word conscience means. Okay, I'll tell you. It means with knowledge. It means with knowledge. With knowledge on what's right and wrong. Your conscience pats you in the head when you do right, and it stabs you in the heart when you do wrong. You have an inbuilt conscience. Every man, woman, and child born into this world has a conscience, a God-given conscience. And no matter how much you struggle and try, you cannot get rid of your moral standard, ethical standard, whatever it might be. Oh, it might need teaching from God's word, but you got it, friends. So you see, you don't live according to what you say you believe. You say, I believe in evolution, but you cling to your moral standard. Friends, you got no complaint about anything that's happening in the world today. If you're an evolutionist, it's just Darwinianism in operation. It's just survival of the fittest, that's all it is. So stop complaining about it and get on with it. Or better still, repent and believe the gospel. Repent? No, sir. Repent and believe the gospel, sir. In order that you might be saved. Come to a right knowledge of God, a right knowledge of yourself, and a right knowledge of God. That's the answer. That's what's required of you. God now commanded all men to repent. And Jesus commands all men. He says, he commands, repent ye, that's all of you, plural, repent ye and believe the gospel. Why? Because the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God's power, his love, his grace, his kindness, compassion, mercy is at hand. Her faith, that is, the way of repentance and faith towards the Son of God. That's the way out, friends. That's the way of escape. But no hope without God, without Jesus Christ. Having no hope, the Bible says. No expectation of the end of the misery. You know that saying that we have? He is as miserable as sin. She's as miserable as sin. Because that's what sin does. That's his natural effect. It makes you miserable. And you all live in misery. Dangerous, sir. That's dangerous. Without God, without Christ, having no hope, friends. No hope of an end of the misery. It just goes on and on and on and on. As surely as man is born of a woman, Bible says he's born. As surely as the sparks fly upwards, man is born to trouble. From the cradle to the grave. No light in It's the fear of unbelief, friends, you know. Unbelief is the bottom line. Unbelief is the root of the matter. It's your unbelief, you see. That's what brings you to and keeps you in condemnation. It is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Jesus Christ. Those who believe the gospel, the condemnation is taken away.
Prove it to me.
Can I prove it to you?
Yeah.
Or are you going to prove Jesus to me?
No, but you prove evolution to me. You just made a statement. You said fact. Yeah. How is it fact? How do you know it's fact?
You want me to do that? There's more credible than
creation. You want to say it's
more credible?
Oh, you believe in Jesus Christ?
No.
Oh, you just use his name.
I'm just blaspheming.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Repent then, sir.
He's not a child, so of course he doesn't believe in Jesus.
Ah. Well, that Jesus. Actually, Jesus says, unless you become like a child and be converted, you'll never enter God's kingdom.
This is awful.
So you need to become like him, like a child.
You people here insulting him for the outside.
You said you've got a fact. Give me the fact. Evolution. Give me the fact. Yeah. Tell me.
Oh, give me the fact. Give me the fact.
Yeah, go on then.
Well, it's all down to me to do it right now.
Well, you made the statement, not me.
Well, no, you're the one with the sign.
Yeah, but you challenged it.
Well,
so give me a justify it. Justify it. Is that a fact? Yeah. How is that a fact?
Yeah, tell me how it's not.
How it's not, okay. Because you don't know, do you?
Oh, yeah, that's
right. You don't know squat, do you?
Carry on, yeah, I don't know squat. Carry on.
But like you say, friends, you know.
An insult
we
to got, everybody.
We get a lot of drive-by hecklers.
An insult to everybody.
You do that again, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, please, aren't you?
Don't get them.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Like you say, friends, we get a lot of drive-by hecklers. Carry on. Get on. We get a lot of drive-by hecklers, you know. They come with these bold statements, you know. It's a fact, evolution, you know, but they can't back it up. They got no argument. They got no reasonable argument, you know. You believe in evolution, son? You believe in evolution? Why? Why? What? That's just a conceptual tool. Come and talk to me. Eternal punishment.